The carpeting in your home protects your floor beneath it, but it's no substitute for making sure the environment is healthy. Cleaning your home is just as important as cleaning your closets, but a proper cleaning routine involves more than just vacuuming. You should clean your carpet padding at least once a year for healthy indoor air quality. Wondering what carpet padding is? Carpet padding or cushion is used between your carpet and the floor, especially in rooms such as bedrooms or living rooms where you may spend a lot of time. It's designed to absorb sound, minimize noise pollution, insulate your toes, and keep your carpet looking nice. The carpet padding or underlay is usually placed beneath the carpet to help it maintain its cushion. The type of padding used depends on the density of the carpet. As the padding density increases, the padding also has a greater ability to dampen vibrations. The thicker the padding, the less the pad will creak. Carpet padding is made of a range of materials, such as foam, felt, cotton, plastic, or rubber. The pad is fitted underneath the carpet as the first line of defense against spills and drops. A carpet pad can also be a traffic cushion placed under the carpet to cushion it further. The essence of carpet padding. Carpet padding is an underlayment material placed beneath a carpet. The purpose of padding is to reduce the sound that comes through the subfloor, absorb the shock from walking on your feet, and protect the floor from indentations caused by heavy furniture. Carpet padding comes in many varieties, but all of them serve the same purpose: to give your carpets more support and thereby prolong their lifespan. Carpet padding plays a vital role in carpet maintenance and carpet protection. The pad is the part you walk on under your carpet, also known as the underlayment, and it's the part that takes the brunt of all the wear and tears from foot traffic. Be sure to replace your carpet pad as needed, and replace it appropriately. Carpet padding thickness. Carpet padding thickness can vary depending on the type and material of the carpet and its installation method. The padding must be thick enough so that it doesn't compress, but not so thick that it affects the appearance of the carpet. The padding underneath your carpet adds comfort and soundproofing and insulates your carpet. It also adds a layer of protection against spills and crumbs. But how much padding is too much? In general, the thicker the padding, the greater the level of cushioning, which can be both appealing and enticing. However, the thicker the padding, the heavier the carpet becomes. If weight is an issue in your home, your carpet padding should be no more than 2 inches in depth. Choosing the right type of padding for your carpeted floor is essential. Carpet padding comes in a variety of thicknesses and densities and determines how comfortable you feel when you walk on the floor. The type of padding you choose depends on the quality of the carpet, the foot traffic in the room, and whether you have pets or children. Types of carpet padding. Carpet padding comes in a variety of types, depending on the job you want the padding to do. Unsoftened, cast iron padding. Unsoftened, cast iron padding is thick, stiff, and resistant to compression, which makes it ideal for long, looped carpets. Unsoftened, cast iron padding is for carpets that have a pile height of 2.5 mm or less, and this type of padding is for roll goods such as frieze and shag. This type of padding has a smooth surface and is very heavy. The thickness of this type of padding is 7 mm, and the most the pile can be is 10 mm. This type of padding has a smooth surface and is very heavy, and it is often used in heavy traffic areas. The most the pile can be is 10 mm. Semi-hardened padding. Semi-hardened padding is resilient and resistant to compression, so it would be ideal for any carpet with a texture that requires padding. The installation method for carpet padding depends primarily on the kind of padding you choose. Semi-hardened padding comes in 2 types, synthetic and rubber. You can buy either product from any home improvement store. Synthetic is the least expensive option, but it will not be as durable as rubber. Rubber padding, like the name says, is made of rubber. It is more durable and able to withstand heavy use. Most installers prefer rubber padding. Soft padding. Soft padding is inexpensive and ideal for flat woven area rugs. Soft padding is a much softer type of padding than other types of padding, and its use is becoming increasingly common for carpet padding. Soft padding comes in two varieties, recycled rubber and soft foam. Soft foam is a type of soft padding that has a small amount of recycled rubber, typically around 5 to 15%. Carpets can be beautiful additions to our homes, but they can also be a challenge to maintain. Stains, tears, and holes can quickly appear and ruin carpets, and carpet padding can age and wear out over time, requiring replacement. Fortunately, Bridgeport's professional carpet cleaning, repair, and padding services are abundant. You can find someone who can help clean or patch your carpets, repair tears or holes, or rebed or repad your carpeted areas. Professional carpet installers can also help fit new carpeting, install padding and tack strip, and install stair runners and area rugs. Many people may benefit from carpet repair, cleaning, and padding. Carpet repair comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Repairs can be simple or complicated, from small holes to large rips or burns. In some cases, carpet padding needs to be replaced. Carpet padding is like padding between two pieces of material, and this padding helps absorb the shock of walking on the carpet. If the padding is worn, it can cause the carpet to wear prematurely. Pets can also damage carpet padding, or they may even simply be old and needs to be replaced. Carpet repair, cleaning, and padding are services offered by Bridgeport's best carpet companies, such as Carpet Cleaning.